Welcome back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on Tuesday mornings, as we so regularly are joined by the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, back in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
As, again, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan, taking you through your mornings as, yes, indeed, final few days of November. I can't believe it. So you guys got a bunch coming up in December, but real quick, we'll just go ahead and wrap up the month of November here with things that you guys have got. Of course, Recycling Day is today. Can't ever forget about that. And it looks like you guys got a couple of things to wrap up the month, Lisa.
We do. We have some basketball that's happening in Independence. So on Wednesday, Independence Community College basketball teams, both men and women, will take on Dodge City. So the women will play at 6 o'clock and the men will play following that at 8 o'clock. So we watched them play last week. The girls won, the guys lost, but it was great basketball. It was fun to be out there and start that basketball season. And then the high school will actually be kicking off their basketball season. So you can get out and support the Bulldogs as Independence High School takes on Caney Valley, just down the road and still in the county. The varsity girls will play at 6, and then the varsity boys always follow that, and that usually starts around 8 as well. So lots of basketball. And then, as you said, lots of things happening for December. So, and it actually kicks off in the tail end of November with one of our arts and crafts shows starting on November the 30th and carrying through on December 1st. And that would be the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. They're located at 123 North 8th Street. And on Friday from 1 to 6, they will have their show. And then on Saturday, they will have the continuation of that show from 8 to 4. So, and then all the fun begins, because they're, are you an arts and crafts, or do you and your girlfriend like to go do that?
You know, we ended up painting this weekend, to be honest with you, but I wasn't very good at it. No, I'm more of like a woodwork, I guess. I do like working with my hands, but not necessarily like arts and crafts and drawing and things like that, like creating something like a birdhouse, you know, like,
right.
What about a pot?
Yeah, like maybe something like that, I guess. But something with my hands, you know. I'm not a very good artist, drawer by any means, but I'll try. I'll give it my best shot.
Well, I'll bet you will find a lot of woodworking crafts in some of these craft fairs that are listed, especially with the access to the Fab Lab. We're seeing a lot of crafters and talented artisans really put their talents to work out there and then take their items that they've created and sell them at the arts and crafts fairs. I saw that happen at Niwala. So,
oh, very
cool. Amazing what you will find. So let's see. We have the Women for Independence. They will have the Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair at the Wesley Center. That's at 6th and Maple. That's from 8 to 2. Also, there will be the Holiday Craft Fair and Cookie Market. And that's at the Church of the Epiphany at 400 East Maple from 8 to 2. So they've all kind of overlapped on purpose so that we can just get out and just go from one to the other and really enjoy the time together. So, again, there are those three, the one at the museum, the one at the Wesley Center for the Women for Independence, and then the one at the Episcopal Church as well, and they're all on December the 1st at basically the same time. And then you can also get the kids out, because Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be in Independence a lot the next few days, and so there's going to be lots of opportunity to catch Santa out and about. There will be cookies with Santa at Montgomery Place, and that's at 614 South 8th Street from 2 to 4, on December the 1st, so that would be on Saturday. And then Santa's going to be bringing Mrs. Claus with him, and they're going to be at Christmas in the Park, and that will be Saturday, December the 1st, from 4 to 7 at the 4-H building. And they're going to have holiday games and a cookie creation station. There's going to be cookies and hot chocolate. I think Rudolph is going to be there. And then there's going to be some Christmas music provided by the middle school chorus and orchestra. So that will be lots of fun. Again, that's all this weekend. And then on Sunday, once all of that has been taken, you know, has taken place, there's no rest in Independence. We will have the home tour on Sunday, and that's from the home tour is from 12:30 to 3:30, but at noon until 1:30, you can actually go to the Wesley Center, and there's a soup luncheon. So you you know, you can go to church. You can actually go have some soup. I think it's you pay one price and you get to taste like three or five different soups, I believe.
Nice.
And then after that, you load up in the car and you go around and you enjoy all of the home decor that will be on display for us to see. There are three homes that will be on display, and then Independence Main Street will be the community feature. So lots of fun things to do this weekend. It also looks like that on Sunday at 3 o'clock, so you can go get the home tour and the luncheon taken care of, and then you can head out to the college, and there's Tuba Christmas. So that will probably be a all brass ensemble playing lots of fun Christmas music. So.
Hoping there's a tuba in there somewhere.
Yes, yes. So that will be fun. I've heard them play before. They've played downtown at Christmas Open House in the past and at other events. So that will be fun and enjoyable on December the 2nd. My goodness, we have. I'm looking at Cookies with Santa, the flyer for that. That's at First Oak Bank on Thursday, December the 6th. That's from 4 to 6:30. He always shows up at First Oak about this time of year. Don't forget to bring your cameras. Take lots of pictures with the kids as you can visit with Santa at First Oak.
Yeah, you said no rest for Independence. Sounds like no rest for the closets
Santa,
right now.
Yes,
no
I know.
Kidding. My goodness.
It is a busy time for him.
Busy in Independence right now, no doubt.
Let's see. On the 7th and 8th, so that will be next weekend. Is that right? Out at the college, lots of things happening on the campus of ICC. So there's a Very Merry Christmas Carol Holiday and Adventure Show at 7 o'clock, and that's on the 7th and 8th. And then on the 9th, which would be Sunday at 2 o'clock, there's free admission, and it's the Holiday Extravaganza, and it's a musical performance. So lots of fun things there. Both Friday and Saturday at 7 would be the Christmas Carol Holiday Adventure Show, and then on Sunday at 2 o'clock is the Holiday Extravaganza.
Very cool, very cool. And do you know what would be playing at the Extravaganza? Like, is it certain bands? Is it someone with the ICC, or... is it just kind of...
You know, on their flyer, it says, ICC presents a musical holiday extravaganza. And I can't tell you what that consists of.
Well, maybe someone with the college or something like that. I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a
but
surprise.
It is. It must
is.
Be.
I'm
must
sure
be a little bit of a surprise.
It's going to be good,
there,
whatever it is.
Out there. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard a bad band in Independence, so, or musical group or any of that stuff.
Anything out of
so.
The William Inch Theater really is it's tough to beat, so... Well,
you're
my
exactly
goodness,
right.
lots of art fairs, crafts to do to prepare for the holiday season, and then lots of fun festival things to be a part of as well. So, I mean, Matt, that's just the first week of December.
I know. On Friday, also, that would be on the 7th, the Independence Public Library will have their holiday festival, and Mr. and Mrs. Claus are going to be there. Indie Ensemble will be singing. The high school strings will be performing. The doors open at 6, and it's the Holiday Buck Redemption. And I believe, if I explain this right, all the kids have been reading at the library, and as they read and finish books, they earn bucks. And then they're able to bring these bucks into a pre-set up store environment at the library, and the kids are able to buy items so that then they can give them to their family and their siblings and their parents for Christmas. So it's a way for all the kids to earn some play money by reading and then be able to turn those in for gifts.
What a cool idea.
Cause it is.
For me, I was always remarkably bad at buying gifts for my siblings and such. My sister, in fact, just started putting my name on her presents and saying that I gave them to my parents.
Smart
with
girl.
It. Yeah, exactly. No, but the elementary school that I went to had something similar. It wasn't like if we read, then we got a certain amount. I think it was our parents that paid a certain amount, and then we got the credit. But we got to go in and pick out all the stuff. We got to pick out all you know, the presents, whatever it may be, kind of put that extra touch on it, and then we got to wrap the presents. I don't know. It was just kind of cool to be a kid and to be the one preparing the present, wrapping the present, and to see someone, unwrap that present and get the joy out of it. I think that is a one of the meanings of Christmas, is that giving and then watching them open it and see that experience. And I would have never gotten it if my school didn't have that availability. So
I completely agree. And you think about it, that, you know, kids, obviously, these little ones, you know, can't go out and they can get their allowance, you know, and they can earn money that way. But they obviously don't have jobs. And so, you know, their parents maybe take them to the store and they give them some money and they go shopping. But the meaning behind, they really earned that, quote, you know, that money in a sense by really reading and working towards that. And I've been in this store, and this is not just trinket stuff. These are real. I mean, these are games and toys that the library has purchased. I'm sure it's probably through the Friends of the Library, which is a very generous organization that supports the library's efforts and programming. It's some really good stuff. And these kids have an amazing time in there buying their items. They also will have treats and cookies and cider, and then they have this really tall Christmas tree that starts from the main floor and goes all the way up to the third floor. So it's a really nice holiday festival put on by the public library. Yeah.
And again, it's in my opinion, a major lesson of it, because again, me using myself as an example, I got a couple of gifts when I was a kid that I didn't like. And it was just, man, my whole Christmas is ruined because I didn't get the right gift. But that's not what it's about. It's not about receiving the gift. It really is about finding it, giving it, and you know, seeing that happiness spread. And then if you get something that you like, then that's gravy with it, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's about that lesson of teaching them to give, and, you know, to give gracefully.
Absolutely. And speaking of giving, you know, over the Thanksgiving holiday, there were a couple of community dinners that our community provided those who might have a need for a Thanksgiving, you know, dinner setting. And this is extending now into the Christmas season, as St. Andrew Catholic Church hosts the community Christmas dinner. Everyone is welcome. The dinner is free. It's Sunday, December the 9th, from 11:30 to 1:30 at the St. Andrew Parish Center. That's at 420 East Myrtle. And if you or anyone you know is in need of a meal, you can call Glenna Lawrence at 331-0745 or the rectory at 331-1789. And that's just one more gift that our community gives to those in need. So encourage everyone to get out and be a part of the community Christmas dinner at St. Andrew.
Yeah, and again, that lesson of the meaning of the holiday season is giving back and giving towards. And, you know, I always thought it was remarkable. How long has Egbert's been doing that? 20-some-odd years for Thanksgiving?
Yes, 27 years.
For their Thanksgiving dinner, that's just ridiculous to go and give out for that many years a free meal, an extra hand, you know, whatever it may be. It's, you know, a meal and just that extra hand around the holidays is so big. It really is. So very cool.
It is. And we continue on. My notebook is full of things that are happening. And up next is Sunday, December the 9th. We better get our rest now, because there's a lot going on in the next few weekends.
I was going to say, we're going to get exhausted here pretty quick.
Or get your trees up and your house decorated.
That's today. And then basketball season's really going to start swinging in for us. And it's going to be busy, busy.
I pulled my little metal tree out of my closet.
There you go. I'm surprised you have a tree, Matt.
Just a little metal tree.
It counts. It counts. It does. Santa just needs something to put those presents under. So.
Yeah.
Well, we have an event coming up at the Historical Museum and Art Center. It's called Carols and Canapes. It's Sunday, December the 9th at 1 in the afternoon at the museum. Again, the address for the Historical Museum and Art Center is 123 North 8th Street. It's a buffet and program. It's $20. It's for adults, $10 for children. And reservations are due by December the 1st. And you can call 331-3469 to make a reservation. It's a fundraiser for the museum. So that's an opportunity to get out and really, again, enjoy some what I'm sure is going to be amazing Christmas music provided by, I don't know this for sure, but I'm just going to say it on a chance I'm right. I think it's the Monday Music Club that will perform the carols. And then we looked online.
We did make sure. We had to make sure, double check.
That a canapé is a hors d'oeuvre.
It's an hors d'oeuvre, mm-hmm. which, you know, we just threw two fancy French words at you. But it's basically, foods, yeah, little things on, like, it looked like crackers or cucumbers or, you know, like maybe with cheese or something.
Just little finger snacks. Yeah, little finger food, snacks. Little appetizers, hors d'oeuvres. Like, you know, if you don't know what that is, then look it up, I guess.
Just show up and eat it. That's all.
I mean, it's good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
And the ladies at the museum are amazing cooks and creators and bakers and everything. So they're talented beyond description. So the Carols and Canapes, again, is Sunday, December the 9th at 1 o'clock at the museum. You can't beat it, but you do need to make a reservation. 331-3469, $20 for adults, $10 for children, and that includes probably what's sure to be an amazing buffet is what it says, and a program.
Awesome. Good stuff. Again, that is Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson, joining us here on this Tuesday morning as we dive through, really, the first week of a very, very busy December month coming up in December. So, really, Lisa, we will check in with you next week, and we'll see what the rest of December looks like.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.